What about the other side of the equation, side effects and toxicity?
The side effects of the aromatase inhibitors differ quite a bit from tamoxifen. And there are certain side effects which are in tamoxifen's favor, but in balance, I think the majority of the side effect problems are actually in favor of the aromatase inhibitors. Tamoxifen in postmenopausal women can trigger an endometrial cancer. And we're not seeing this with the aromatase inhibitors. By dropping the estrogen levels with aromatase inhibitors, essentially the lining of the uterus gets thinner, not thicker, and the endometrium is inhibited, not stimulated. So the first advantage is that we're not seeing the endometrial cancers. And in addition, there's even one trial showing that there are fewer hysterectomies required if a woman is on, in this case, anastrozole rather than tamoxifen.
Before we go on in terms of the other side effect issues, how much follow-up do we have now in terms of these safety issues, and do we have more for some of the AIs versus others?
Well, the longest follow-up that we have from any of the trials comes from ATAC, and this is a comparison of anastrozole for 5 years to tamoxifen for 5 years. And the nice thing about this trial is that we have 68 months of follow-up. And that allows the patients to have actually completed their 60 months of treatment, and they're now off treatment, and we're continuing to follow those women closely. But these drugs have been around for a while, and we're pretty comfortable now that we know for the most part what the side effect profile is, and certainly in endometrial cancer and a few others we'll discuss in a minute, the benefit on balance favors the aromatase inhibitors.
Okay, so you mentioned the endometrial cancer, hysterectomies. What other issues?